you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, the temporarily daily breakfast show for Thursday. We have a lot to get on with today. Items that need to be attended to, issues that need to be dealt with, remains to be seen whether they'll actually be dealt with. I'm just stating down the need for them, because before you start any project, you have to set out what needs to be done, or what you see as being needed to be done. It may well emerge later that it's found that it doesn't need to be done after all. But before you decide to ask someone to look into whether something needs to be done, you have to decide what is it that you're asking them whether it needs to be done. Or, well, for example, I might say, I might go up to, let's see, who would I go up? I suppose I could go up to a hot dog vendor in the street and say, hello, I think my stomach needs to be filled with a hot dog. What do you think? And he'll say, I think what needs to be done here is that a hot dog needs to be cooked and presented to you in return for currency, and that you need to put it in your mouth with a view to chewing it and allowing it to find its way down your trachea. I won't go into the technicalities of how it goes down to your trachea, because I'm not, frankly, I'm not a frigging, botanist, or whatever you call the people who deal with the digestive system. I don't know. I'm a hot dog vendor. Not that there's anything wrong with being a hot dog vendor. In fact, there's nothing wrong with being, are you saying there's something wrong with being a hot dog vendor? Because I'm one, and frankly, I'm not having some frigging idiot coming up to me and saying, oh, look, you don't know anything about how things go down tracheas. You shouldn't be allowed to sell hot dogs if you don't know how they're going to find their way down through a digestive system. That's like going up to your cat and saying, hello, do you know what happens to that purring noise that you send out after it vibrates through the earth and causes a butterfly to flap its wings at the other side of the planet? Because if you don't, you shouldn't be meowing in the first place, and you're not qualified to be a cat. No, you wouldn't say that to a cat. No more than you could go up to a hot dog vendor and say, hello, do you remember that movie where the three kids accidentally killed a hot dog vendor by knocking his trolley down the steps into a subway, and one of them ended up in jail and Robert De Niro was in it? You're a hot dog vendor, that's all I'm saying. No, you wouldn't say that. That would be considered threatening behaviour, in fact threatening speech, hate speech. You can't go, there's laws against that sort of thing. Well, there's no specific law saying that you can't go up to a hot dog vendor, but no, they don't. You can't be making everything, you can't have specific laws for everything. You can't have a law saying Section 3 of the Jaywalking Act says that if you go to that point that's just 3 miles outside a toy town, and you stick your leg out in front of a car while it's coming and they run you over, it's considered your fault. And the same applies for that point 3.5 miles from a toy, and have a separate paragraph for every half mile stage along that road. No, you generalise. Then you have proper people who are professionals, and you write down the law in such a way that it can be applied all across the board and it'll stand up in court. That's what we have professional lawmakers for. That's why we don't, you don't have a parliament full of frigging cats. Not that there's anything wrong with cats, but they're not cats are not parliamentarians. Cats are not, although wasn't there that fellow once, wasn't there a cat once who was elected the prime minister or somewhere? I can't remember the exact details, but there was a cat who was the policeman officially for somewhere or something. I don't know. Or there was a cat who was the king of, so I can't remember the exact, it wasn't a fairy tale, it was a proper thing. There was a cat who had held some official position somewhere. If this was the type of show where I research issues beforehand, I'd have researched that and I'd be able to tell you exactly what it was. But no, I prefer to leave this sort of thing to the imagination and just do whatever springs to mind at the time. And at the time, that sprung to mind. I do know there was no hot dog vendors involved, but oh, there was a cat. He was given, I don't know, he was given a sirship or something. He was a lord or something like, some sort of thing like that. Or he was the crown prince of somewhere. Just do a search for a cat who had a job. You'll probably come up with it, I don't know. Or else you'll come up with something on YouTube about a cat who did a job on a pavement. Because in some countries, doing a job is slang for a dog crapping all over the place. And there's probably people who use the same thing for a cat. Because they can't think of any other title, and they say, yeah, just put doing a job, and people will know what it means. I wonder how that'll look on Google. There's probably there's people putting up cat videos, and then they're consulting search engine aficionados, asking, what words will I put in the keywords to make this come up in Google searches? And people say, oh, any word that you can think of for doing a shit, put that in. Put at least 15 different words for shit. And then just put in cat, and then put cat in the title, and then away you go. You get 8 million views of the video, and you'll be rich by this time tomorrow. Well, what time zone are you in now? Because over here it's 6 p.m, I don't know where you are, but by 6 p.m. my time tomorrow, assuming you do this right now, and I don't mean 6 p.m. your time, but do it right now, whatever time it is where you are now, do it now. Of course you could do it later and then just advance my projection of what time you'll be rich by however number of hours have passed from now. I'm sure you can figure that much out yourself, although I'm charging you for consultation, so I'll tell you anyway. So there you go. Anyway.
IntoYourHead.com.
Walls. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. That's what they say. Every time anyone builds a wall, it's always a problem. You build a wall across the middle of a country, and next thing you know, it's World War III, and people are saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Don't carefully deconstruct it. Reagan was always one for the dramatics. He said, tear down this wall, rip it to shreds, preferably record it from several angles, and we'll make a movie about it. Mr. Gorbachev, can I call you whatever your first name is? Do you mind? I suppose it doesn't matter, because I can't remember your first... Oh, Mikhail! That's what his name was. I nearly saw Mikhail Gorbachev once, I think. He came for a walk past me. Oh, no, that was F.W. de Klerk. The last pre-Mandelaian, president of South Africa came to Dublin, and he went for a walk past my school, and I saw his entourage. He was walking in the middle of his entourage. Mr. de Klerk and his, I nearly had a rhyming thing going there, but I forget what it was. There's a TV show called Entourage, if I remember rightly. I've never seen it. I wonder what it's about. Will we look it up? We might as well. Entourage. It'd be good if it was about, F.W. de Klerk going for a walk past my school sometime between 1988 and 1991. But no, it's not. Entourage, brackets, TV series. This isn't very interesting. It's just a Wikipedia entry about a an American comedy drama television series. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask the me of the future to fade myself out and interrupt myself with a new segment that's better than this. I'm just waiting for my computer to unfreeze so that I can press stop on this recording. I won't yet, although I suppose the future me could just fade this out. He won't, though. He'll leave it in. That's the sort of...
Don't mind, I'm going to fade myself out there.
At my own request, apparently. I just listened back to the previous segment there. And it appears to end with me requesting that I fade myself out and start a new segment. I'm not sure why. I assume there was some quality control. That's usually what it is. It's usually a quality control issue when I do that. So I'll just trust in the judgment of my past self, because he seems to know what he's doing. He's got at least as much experience. Oh no, although now that you mention it, he's got less experience than I have. But where it matters, in the experience of the past where he is, he's got at least as much experience as I have, and he's got a more recent memory of that time in the past than I do, because I'm further in the future. That whatever he was doing there has faded into the past for me. It's faded into obscurity. I only have a vague memory of the earlier segment, but the me of the past remembers it like it happened just 5 seconds ago. So I trust his judgment. I only hope that he hasn't developed some sort of short-term memory problem, so he doesn't even remember that. But I suppose, in a way, it's all about which is better. If you can't have the best, just pick the better of the two. And of the two of us, he's the better in that his judgment is the better. Although apparently his recording isn't very good, because he's requested that I fade him out and start talking over him, which I'm happy to do. I'm happy to oblige myself whenever I deem it necessary or appropriate, or whenever I just put in a request, because I'd do the same for me if the tables were turned and I needed the me of the past to intervene here. If it was physically possible, I'd be quite happy to I'd be quite happy to oblige the me of the future. If he needed a favour from me, let's say, for example, the me of the future was recording the segment after this, and he said, "Hello, me of the recent past, would you mind fading this in and putting something in front of us, and then handing over to the me of the present, which to you is the future me. Just hand over gently to me and fade yourself out, and then let me come in, like as follow." Fade myself in here as a favour. I wanted to sound like I've been talking for some time, and as a quality control issue, I cut out the first few minutes and just had myself fade myself in here. But I've just realised I've made a mess of it by starting this sentence with "hello." So it's perfectly obvious that I've just started it. There was no editing out of tons of minutes of substandard material. So I shot myself in the foot there, and I can't restart it by handing back to the me of the past, because time only goes in one direction. But not to worry, we'll just carry on. We won't carry on regardless, because you can't disregard stuff that's there staring you in the face. But we'll carry on anyway. We'll carry on, mindful of what's just happened. We'll take it on board and we'll live and learn. We'll carry on and live and learn, just like they did with the Berlin Wall. They said, "There's a wall there, there's nothing we can do about it, but we'll carry on, mindful of the fact that there's a wall there. We'll be careful when we drive down any of those streets that have walls on them. We'll turn on our headlights, and if we see a wall coming up on the screen in front of us, otherwise known as a window on the front of the car, we'll slow down and stop until 1987 or whenever it gets torn down at the request of Mr. Reagan. Hopefully will come along any day now and say, "Mr. Gorbachev, get your JCB and tear down this wall. Make sure not to injure your head while you're at it, because you don't want to damage that extremely cool birthmark that you have." That's absolutely fantastic. What is it, by the way? Or is that in bad taste for me to ask? I don't know. I'm not a president. I'm an actor. I was in several black and white movies, you know. I was in... I don't know what I was in, but I'm sure I was in something. I know what I was in. It's just that the fella who's narrating this podcast doesn't know, because he's one of those young fellas. He doesn't really remember me that well. It's just that I play a big part in his memory, because he's the earliest American president that he remembers. Ironically, because I went on to be someone who suffered from a degenerative disease of the mind and tragically lost my memory. But I suppose I handed on to the next, just as he is handing the previous segment on to him of the future, although not as well as I did. When I said tear down these walls, the wall got torn down. But when When he said, future me, fade myself out. And, oh no, he said, past me, fade myself in and make it sound like, well, the past him obliged. But he messed it up in ways that you'll have heard at the beginning of this segment. The fucking Aegis. Anyway.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Jude, and I've got about 50 seconds to promote everything I want to promote. First of all, if you're a millionaire or a movie star, check out MiracleManFilm.com. And if you're neither one of those, check it out anyway and learn all about the film I'm making, The Miracle Man. And if you'd like to support the cause, buy a t-shirt for $25. Neil did. Also, if you live in the northern New Jersey area or thereabouts and you're in need of a wedding officiant, check out facebook.com/allfaithweddingminister. Yes, I officiate weddings as well. Check out the videos that I produce with Digital Cafe Tour at digitalcafetour.com. And check out my show, The Brian Jude Show, at brianjudeshow.blogspot.com, or of course on the Overnightscape Underground, onsug.com.
There's no Joe like the Joe Show. That's what they used to say about a fella called Joe. There was an Irish singer called Joe Dolan. He was a bit like one of them, you know, those fellas, the old fellas who used to be young and they do songs, and they still do songs when they're old, and they go up on stage and they say, hello, I'm Tom Jones, or something, except he didn't used to say I'm Tom Jones, he used to say I'm Joe Dolan, and then he starts singing. He's very popular over here. This is from what was known as the show band era. Ireland had show bands. They had bands that went around from dance hall to dance hall, and our parents went to these sort of things, and they had the likes of Joe Dolan and these other people who played trumpets. It was the pop music of the 50s. They used to get up on the stage and they start singing, and the people would start dancing, and then the people would continue singing, and the people would continue dancing, and then at some point someone would have to intervene and they'd say, someone's either going to have to stop singing or stop dancing, or else we'll have a countdown and everyone stops at the same time. But either way, there are licensing issues involved in this entertainment venue, and it's going to have to come to a stop at some point. And then someone will reply, we're well aware of that, it's all under control, we're professionals here. What's going to happen is that the band is going to do a last song. They'll say, hello, this is going to be the last song, after this we're going to stop, and then you're going to applaud, and then you're all going to empty out onto the streets and make your way home in a dignified manner, except a small percentage of you who make idiots of yourself and become drunk and start threatening people and knifing people in the streets, and going out buying drugs in the street or something. But the rest of you are all going to go home and watch the late movie on the television and then go to bed. That's how the 50s and 60s worked in Ireland. My parents were involved in that sort of thing, I understand. They went to these things and they said, hello, here's a dance hall. You get up, basically everyone used to get up, they get up off their arses and they go around into the, the dance hall. I think I've explained this all already in the last couple of minutes, so such a thing as over-explaining things. Suffice to say, that's what they used to say, there's no show like a Joe. Well, in actual fact, there were shows like a Joe show, because it was so successful. There were tribute acts, there probably still are, and there were imitation acts. It started a whole day. That's like saying there's no Joe like a Joe show is like saying there's no cola like Coca-Cola. Except there is. There's Pepsi Cola, there's Virgin Cola, there's RC Cola, there's Red Bull Cola, which is one of my favourites, and then there's Jolt Cola, which is one of my other favourites. I suppose technically they're not like Coca-Cola, but in another way they are, in the same way that Rice Krispies are like cornflakes, in that they're from the same universe. It's like when you You read a Marvel comic book and you see Spider-Man and Superman. They're completely different, but they're from the same universe. You hear all these comic book geeks saying, oh, that's from the same universe as such a thing. They'll say Bugs Bunny is from the same universe as the Incredible Hulk. It's just one is from Albuquerque and the other is from wherever city the Incredible Hulk lives in. I don't know why everything can't just be from the same universe. It's big enough for all of the people from the various movies and comic books and TV shows to never meet. I don't see what... Daffy Duck surely can be from the same universe as... David Letterman. They can be from the same... David Letterman can be in his street there in the middle of Times Square. And Daffy Duck can be in whatever farm he lives on. They can exist in the same fictional universe and never meet. And it's not going to mess up anyone's storylines, surely to Christ. This is what that writer's strike was caused by a couple of years ago. Everyone said, we can't all exist in the same universe. There's too much of this. We're going to have to sort ourselves out. And a big writer's strike ensued. And everyone had to start thinking for themselves. Nobody had any writers anymore. So they had to all start doing their own thing. We all started wandering the streets going, hello, I don't know what to do here because nobody's writing for me. I suppose I could get out my voice recorder and record this. Try my best to get it right the first time and then record it and then reuse it next time because I pretty much do the same thing every day. I go down to the train station and say, hello, can I have a return ticket to Dublin, please? So I just need to get that right once and then record it and then play it back tomorrow when I go down to the train station. Because it's all about a lot of life. Most of life is about repetition. Well, it's not that it's about repetition, but it involves repetition. I've just said repetition 3 times. I think that proves it. Anyway, good morning.
Help support this free podcast. Go to IntoYourHead.com/tipjar.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.